disastrous for Britain. I think, yes, Jim Callaghan is perhaps the more dangerous of the two, because he is more successful in conveying the British impression.